Government has directed the release of 23.5 million Ghana cedis for the payment of bonuses to all licensed produce buying companies in the country. The chief executive of Cocoa Board, Anthony Fofi, who announced this, said checks to that effect are ready for onward distribution to all PBCs. Mr. Fofi was speaking at the launch of the 7th Corporal Day celebration in Accra. He said due to the increase in the producer price announced by government this year, Cocoa Board has been able to meet the target of 1 million tons of cocoa for this year. Felix Kofi reports.
The Alliance of Cocoa Producing Countries, COPAL, is an intergovernmental organization instituted in 1962 with Ghana among the founding countries. COPAL Cocoa Day is a day set aside to promote local consumption of cocoa and its derivatives in member countries. Mr. Fofi said cocoa continues to be the mainstay of the Ghanaian economy, accounting for about 40% of agricultural exports and about 5% of GDP. According to the Cocoa Board chief executive, with Ghana able to achieve the 1 million target as a result of the good producer price, the board is optimistic it could do better next year.
We are looking at releasing 23.5 million Ghana cedis for the payment of the total bonus in the country. And this will actually translate to about 40 Ghana cedis per ton of cocoa, and then 250,000 as the whole cedis. That's 2.50 Ghana cedis per bag of cocoa. You know, apart from climatic factors, which are uniform along the West Coast, there's a little bit of planning in some of these areas, like what we've just done, giving a good producer price, and then looking at the pest and disease control, and then you look at fertilizer application. Right here to Ghana, we're not putting a lot of fertilizer, but we're now looking at the global aspect, looking at all the areas under cocoa so that we can naturally fertilize.
Chief Executive of Cocoa Board, Anthony Fofi, ending that report by Felix Kofi.